For many of you who know Minnesota, soybeans are one of the biggest issues we're concerned about right now. The tariffs, especially the tariffs, a trade war with China, really affects soybean growers. And we talk about how I think this uncertainty can be problematic. One of the concerns a lot of farmers have is that if you during these times of uncertainties, we may lose, they may lose Chinese customers going to, say, Brazil instead of Minnesota. Now, even if Trump reverses course, we are still going to have, you still may not get that customer back. You know, it's hard to get someone back once you've lost them. So this is a real problem right now. This is not a situation where we have to wait for concerns. This is real. And I know Trump spends a lot of time talking about how tariffs are going to make us rich. Well, I don't think we should talk about anyone getting rich before we make sure farmers don't go broke. Right now, people can't make decisions because we also don't know if any of these tariffs will be used to bail out farmers. Now, the kind of bailout we had in 2018 after tariffs in agriculture would not be big enough to balance out what we're going through right now. So, not only do we need a plan for what the tariffs are going to be, I think we need a plan for what Trump is going to do with the tariffs. Maybe it's also because I come from as a state auditor, we don't just watch the money coming in. We want to make sure we watch where it goes. And my concern now is that we spend a lot of time talking about the money coming in from tariffs. We aren't having the right conversations about what we're going to do with that money. We've heard things that this is about fentanyl, or this is about getting respect, or this is about balancing out markets. I don't see that the use of these proceeds are making clear at all what the purpose is. So, what we need right now, we need, no, let's not talk about people getting rich. Let's make sure no one goes broke. We need a plan for not only what the tariffs are going to be, but what we're going to do with the proceeds from tariffs that we've had already.